The Gemara Daf Chaf Gimel Beis introduces the concept of an einan being pater min hamitzvahs. The Gemara brings down the brisa that a person who is an einan meisim mutar lefanav ena ochel baser ena shesdian ena mevarich ena mezamen ena mevarchelam ena mezamla pater min kriyashim and tefillin mikol mitzvahs amuras batara. He's pater from all the mitzvahs amuras batara. So einan is pater from all mitzvahs. Now, based upon this, the Chacham Tzvi asks a peldik akasha, mamashe kushya nifla. This kasha has to do very much with Maseches Yevamos, so maybe we'll get a little early taste of some of the raid of Maseches Yevamos. This is sort of a psicha to Maseches Yevamos. Not going to go into it too much, but just a little tam of Maseches Yevamos. So when it comes to Yibam, the halach is when a isha is nafel so Yibam, so there's a mitzvah to be miyabim. The asay of Yibam Yevam Yav Aleh is daicha the lav of Ishesach and a mutter to be miyabim. But the tzmavur in the Mishnah. And throughout the whole Masechta, there's a din of Nesser. If you have an Isha who, at the time when she was Neifel Yibam, you're not allowed to be Miyabim her. For some reason, she was an Erva, whatever it is, or some Isser on that Isha, then she becomes Asel Yibam. Even if that Isser gets removed later on, even if that Erva is Paka at some point for whatever reason, it doesn't make a difference. Kevin Shinesser Sha'acha Shuv Eina Oil Yibam. Once Isha became Asser for 1 minute at the time of the Nefil Yibam, even if that Isser got removed, but once the Mitzvah Yibam wasn't Chal right away, it's not going to come back l'achar zman, and she is asura la'ilam. That's a din of Nesra, which is a halacha psuka, the gabe yibam. So, fight the Chacham Tzvi, he says, in Cain, every single isha is nefil yibam, should be asur la'ilam. He basically wants to shlug up the whole concept of yibam, because he says, every time an isha is nefil la'ilam, at that point, the yavam is obviously an einan, his brother just died, so he's an einan. If he's an einan, he's patur min ha-mitzvahs. And if he's patur min ha-mitzvahs, he doesn't have that mitzvah of yavam yavam aleh. He doesn't have that asay to be dachi the lav of yibam. So at that point, there's an isser on him to be miyabim her. She's asura on him. So if she's asura on him, then there should be a din of nesser. She's nesser sha'achas. And once she's asura at that minute, she should remain asura la'ilam, even though later on he's not an einan anymore. He's chayav b'mitzvahs, but that isser should remain. And now he should be usher be yibam la'ilam. So that's his kasha, that every single case of yibam, there shouldn't be an issa to be miyabim, because since you're nasa sha'achas during the time of aninus, when time of aninus, you're patur min ha-mitzvahs, you're patur mitzvahs yibam, that issa should now remain forever. And how could you ever have a case of yibam? That's his kasha. There's a lot to talk about this kasha, but I just want to say, bekitzer, the first thing that comes to mind is that it's yadua, there's a big shaila in the Rishonim and Achronim, how the heter of yibam works. Is it a dechuya or is it hutra? Is it the pshat that you need the mitzvah yibam bepayel to be daicha the lav of ishesach? Or the pshat is when an isha is nefil yibam, the tar is mater the isha ishesach, because there's a potential for mitzvah yibam, but you don't need that asay to be daicha the lois asay bepayel. Once it's in a fila, it's hutter, the isha is hutter legamre, regardless if you have the mitzvah of yibam bepayel or not. So if you hold it's dechuya, if you hold that the tar is mater the isha ishesach, the shas nefila, then there's no need to actually have the mitzvah, the shas nefila. It doesn't make difference if you're chayv and mitzvah yavam yavaleh, you're putter from the mitzvah, it doesn't make difference. She's mutaris at that second right away. The nefila is matter, you don't need the mitzvah, and therefore the kasha wouldn't be a kasha. The fact that he's an einan is not going to be megarea. Who cares if you're putter from the mitzvah? Lamaisa, she's mutter, we don't need the mitzvah to matter her. The tire is matter with the nefila, that is the din of hutra, so lefi that, lechay, the kasha wouldn't be a kasha. Now, even if you hold that, that's not the way it works, and you do need the mitzvah b'payel to be matter the Isser of Achas of Eishesach, and if the Mitzvah Yibam is not there, then you're going to be putter from Mitzvah Yibam. So Afal Pichein, the Chayy could still answer this kasha. And let me just be mocked on one other thing, that there is it's Yadua, there's a Machlokes Rishonim, the Gabi, the Ptur of Einim in a Mitzvah. Tosfos over here talks about it in other places. Is it a Ptur min a Mitzvah, or is it an Isser? Does it mean that he's putter min a Mitzvah? He doesn't have to do it, but if he wants to, he could. Or is it Usser for him to do the Mitzvah? The Torah wants him to Mishtata for the Kavod HaMeis, whatever it is, and it's Usser for him to do the Mitzvah. So if you say he's pater min ha-mitzvah, then you could say the teretz that I said. So even though he doesn't have the mitzvah, but the nefila was mater, and therefore there's no iser to be miyabim over here, and that would be miyasha v'kasha. But if you hold there's an iser to do mitzvahs, if the teretz is saying you're not allowed to do a mitzvah, that means he's not allowed to do the mitzvah of yibam. It's asur for him to be miyabim. If it's asur for him to be miyabim, then l'chari, the kasha is still shver. That iser to be miyabim should create a nasra. Now there's an iser to be ba'aleh. That should create a nesra, and when she's aser b'sha'achas b'sha'as nefila, she should be aser la'ilam, and now you have a big problem. How can you ever be miyabim if you're aser to be miyabim during the aninus because of the iser to be mikayim mitzvah yibam? But like that, maybe you could say a different svar that the din of nesra only creates an iser la'achas man, or an iser la'ilam, if the iser which is chal on you is some type of iser of isha. So if it's an erva, if it's some type of isha stikadin, which is saying you're not allowed to have be with this woman because of a iser erva, the chadaima, then there's a din of nasr. But if mitzad hilchas harayis, she's muteris, it's a side din which is asering you, it's a side din that he's also b'tashish shamita, because he's an einan, or it's a sidin because there's some type of an iser on him to be mekayim mitzvah, so whatever, that's not enough to create a din of nesser, and nesser has to be coming machmas a din erva, din ishus, but over here there would not be a din nesser. Those are two possible terutzim to be miyash of this kasha. I want to be messiah with a very interesting text I saw from the Imre Yemes. This is brought down in his Sefer Michtavei Teretz, Gmaldik Michtavim, that he wrote to different gedolim, and he said the following teretz. He actually wrote this letter to his good friend Menachem Zemba, Hagayin Hagadol of Menachem Zemba. This is written during the year of his Avelus. He was sitting shiv at the time, the Imre Yemes, and he wrote to Menachem Zemba different haris that he had that were nischadishim during the time of his Avelus. And this is one of the haris, this inyan, and this kasha. So the Imre Yemes wanted to be mechadish, that the reason why inyan is patam and amitzis is to be nice of oil with the mace, to be mishtatef with the tsar of the mace, to focus on the mace, mishtatef with his tsar, befat that the mace is patam and amitzis. And he can't be Mekai Mitzvahs, Mesem Chavshi, Mesem Pterim, and Mitzvahs, and Mimele, the Einan also, to a certain degree, for a certain amount of time, has to be Meshatav with that Tzar, and he's also Patam and Mitzvahs like the Mes. So he says the whole reason why he's Patam and Mitzvahs is to be nice of Baal, and Meshatav with the Tzar of the Mes, to give a certain Nechama for the Mes, the Mes shouldn't feel bad. So he says, but that's good, Lagabe, all other Mitzvahs, but Lagabe Mitzvahs Yibam, the whole point of Mitzvahs Yibam is to give a Nechama to the Mes, to give a Nechama to the Nefesh of the Mes, it brings down from the Svarim HaKadoshim, they say that's the purpose of Yibam. To give him a kiyum, to give him nechama, and being that the whole purpose of even is to give him nechama, it's not mistaber that legabi that there should be a p'tur min ha-mitzvahs. P'tur min ha-mitzvahs kufa is coming to give him nechama, so legabi mitzvahs yibam where that mitzvah is giving him nechama, there's more of a nechama to do the mitzvah, the mechurim in the mitzvah, than to not be mechurim in the mitzvah, and therefore an einan, even though he's patur min kol ha-mitzvahs, he would be mechurim in mitzvahs yibam. This is the teretz that he wanted to say, somewhat al pidrush, that even though einan is patur min mitzvahs, but yibam is different because the p'tur of einan is to be mishtata for the tzar mitzvah, to give him nechama, which by yibam that the mitzvah gufa gives him nechama, avada he would be chayv in that mitzvah. That is a little bit about the kasha, the Chacham Tzvi, and a very early psicha to Maseches Yevamos.